Now, Saudi warplanes have launched fresh attacks in different parts of Yemen as the civilian death toll keeps rising. The latest airstrikes targeted Mazraq refugee camp in Hajjah province. At least 5 people, including 2 women, were killed in another attack inside the province. Nearly a dozen people have also been injured. Saudi warplanes also bombed a building belonging to Yemen's Football Association, which is used as a makeshift relief center. The building was heavily damaged in the attack. More than 4,000 Yemenis have been killed since the beginning of the onslaught on March the 26th.
As Saudi warplanes are bombarding Yemen amid a shameful international community's silence, a carnival was held Sunday for the internally displaced children in one of Sana'a refugee camps.
We have held this carnival to return back some joy to the internally displaced children and their families. It is an opportunity to send a message to the international community to take action and stop this unlawful war on Yemen in a bid to allow these families return back to their villages and these children go back to schools.
This comes as the UN has newly appointed its envoy to Yemen. Ismail Wilcheikh Ahmed has just started his second visit to the war-ravaged country. But observers say Riyadh's continued attempt to sabotage international organizations' peace efforts will hinder the envoy's current diplomatic mission.
I think the current diplomatic visit of the UN's envoy will not meet a success as Saudi Arabia attempts to continue its unlawful war against Yemen.
Many believe that if the current fighting intensifies, more population centers will be impacted and the number of IDPs will dramatically increase. As the humanitarian situation further deteriorates with the influx of refugees and the tight economic ban, observers say United Nations should take an action immediately and end Riyadh's unlawful war on Yemen. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.
Joining us now from New York via Skype is author and political commentator Nasir Al-Omari. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Al-Omari. Now, I'd like to get your opinion on the situation as far as Yemen is concerned. It seems that the Saudi aggression is even extending to the point where the humanitarian situation is a disaster. And, of course, Saudi Arabia is being seen used internationally banned weapons.
Yes. Good evening. This war is going nowhere. It has no objective. Now it has turned into. Buildings in places like Sada, and all over, you know, and other places all over Yemen. The goal right now seems to be, you know, to punish Houthis by targeting you know, men, women, children. My problem with this war is that there is no end in sight. The Saudis are not trying to settle this politically. To begin with, the Saudis are in no position to dictate to Yemenis right from wrong. This is a dictatorial regime. It has its own internal problems, yet it always reaches outside of its borders to solve other people's problems. And as the results are always the same, this war is not going anywhere. More Yemenis are dying, and Saudis now are under threat from these missiles coming from Yemen.
Right. Now, Dr. Al-Omari, as the UN envoy to Yemen is scrambling to try to get some form of talks done by the 18th of June, from what I understand, on the other hand, we're also seeing Saudi Arabia, as you mentioned, reaching beyond its borders and now having Egypt on board, as Egypt has just unequivocally expressed its support and said it has the same goals and same vision when it comes to Yemen as Saudi Arabia.
Unfortunately, this is the petrodollar. The Egyptian regime, which is oppressing its own people, is trying to get as much money as they can from the Saudis. Nobody is taking a principled stance here. The Saudis are throwing money away, $80 billion a year, which go to these weapons companies in the West. The Egyptians are oppressing their own people, and they don't want to say no to the Saudis. In the meanwhile, what is happening to the Arabs? What's happening to the Yemenis? They are dying. What's happening to the stability in other places in the Middle East? Basically, the only thing that is happening is more daily death, and that is my problem with the Saudi regime that has no vision other than bribing people with the petrodollar and causing Arabs to die.
Right, but now, as you've just pointed out, that this aggression has achieved none of its goals. It's completely pointless, so to speak. So would it be in Saudi Arabia's interest to continue this in the long term? Because right now, as we're saying, there are hopes that some form of a negotiated settlement can be brought through different Yemeni factions. But as long as Saudi Arabia wants to keep bombarding Yemen, can a solution be reached?
My belief about this is that we have a structural problem in the Middle East, and that problem is these Arab dictatorial regimes, behaving with no legitimacy, with no institutions to check their power, and we have the United States standing by and watching and supporting, unfortunately, while the Saudis are using cluster bombs against the Yemenis, and basically they have delegated this whole thing to the Saudis with no political institutions within Saudi Arabia to check the power of these young emirs who are venturing outside of their borders and causing death and destruction to a whole lot of people. To be honest with you, we do have a structural problem in the Middle East, and its name is Saudi Arabia.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's author and political commentator Nasir Al-Omari joining us via Skype from New York. Mr. Al-Omari, it's always a pleasure talking to you here on Press TV.